You're listening to SBS News.
The Victorian government has announced it will establish a Truth and Justice Commission for Indigenous Australians. The Yarrook Justice Commission is the Victorian government's step towards reconciliation with Indigenous Victorians. Acting Victorian Premier James Merlino says the commission will examine injustices committed against Aboriginal Victorians across all areas of social, political, cultural and economic life.
This will be an independent commission. It will be at arm's length from government and in line with the calls from the First Peoples Assembly again, it will have the powers of a royal commission.
An interim report must be handed down within 12 months, with the inquiry expected to run for 3 years. The Yarrook Justice Commission will also help guide Victoria's treaty negotiations with its Aboriginal communities. Mr. Merlino says the government hopes it will help Victorians to achieve reconciliation.
This is long overdue, giving Indigenous and non-Indigenous people alike the opportunity to tell their whole story, for that to be a path to truth and a path to healing. You can't have true reconciliation for all Victorians until we go through this process.
The Commission's terms of reference were developed in partnership with the state's First Peoples Assembly. The Commission is named after the Wemba Wemba, Wamba Wamba word for truth. Tunurung man Marcus Stewart, elected co-chair of the Assembly, says his organisation welcomes the historic move.
This has been 233 years in the making. This is colonisation and the impacts of colonisation. To look at the massacres that occurred, the stolen generation, our children that never came home or ones that are still finding their way home. We have that opportunity now for our people to come forward and speak their truth, to actually tell their stories and our fellow Victorian to listen and stand with us.
Expressions of interest are also underway for 5 commissioners to head the inquiry, with public hearings expected to start by July this year. Victorian Aboriginal Affairs Minister Gabrielle Williams says the commission will help tackle issues disproportionately faced by Indigenous communities.
We know that Aboriginal people are overrepresented in school absenteeism, in incarceration rates, in poor life expectancy. We know that all of that needs to be looked at holistically.
More than 30 countries globally have established similar truth-telling processes, such as South Africa, Canada, and New Zealand. It is hoped other Australian states and the federal government will follow Victoria's lead. More than 85% of Australians believe it is important to learn about the historical and ongoing injustices faced by Indigenous Australians. Healing Foundation Chairman Professor Steve Larkin says international research has found truth-telling is effective at changing racial attitudes and finding collective solutions for the future. But Greens Senator for Victoria Gunai and Gunichimara and Jab Wurrung woman Lydia Thorpe says the commission needs to ensure appropriate actions are taken to protect Aboriginal lands and communities.
Reconciliation, I think, is not something that Aboriginal people need to be doing. It's something that the rest of the nation needs to be doing because we haven't done anything wrong. Yes, this is one good step of good faith. But we need that backed up by action and moratoriums on any further destruction of our people while these treaty conversations are happening.
Karishma Luthria, SBS News.